Good morning and welcome. Our gathering song is found in your Breaking Bread book, number 447, Come Holy Ghost, 447. Please stand if you're able.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, as we come together this morning, the church throughout the world celebrates the solemnity of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the life of the church. We also, as a cathedral, celebrate many things today. We celebrate some changes in our celebration of the liturgy. In fact, how we sit and some of our arrangements. As we take up the collection today and inviting children to bring their collection forward, or invited to have special guests with us, to have Monsignor Brian Moore join us for Mass again this morning. We have high school graduates who are with us as well, celebrating their graduation. And so, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins. And so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace on earth, peace to people of goodwill. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth,
who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation. Pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
At this time, I invite our children forward if you'd like to hear the gospel, the readings proclaimed to you as a group this morning.
Children, go to hear God's word. Children, go to hear good news. Children, go with joy to hear God's word. Children, go to hear good news.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came down to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and begun to speak in different tongues, and the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our Pentecost sequence. It's in the Breaking Bread, number 193. 193.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who received the Spirit at that first Pentecost? Who were the ones who had the tongues as of fire rest over them? Well, the answer? Everyone who was present in that room at that time. The Acts of the Apostles specifically says that they were all in one place together. And then later it says that everyone in that room was filled with the Holy Spirit. When I was in grade school, we made a little cutout rosary book at school. And for some reason, I vividly remember the illustration for the third glorious mystery, which is the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And I think the reason that I remember it is because the picture wasn't just the apostles. It was all these people, Mary and other disciples and men and women, and it was everyone who was in that room at that time. So to celebrate such an event, I decided that I'm going to give away prizes today for Pentecost. I don't get too excited. So here's the only stipulation. You have to be present to win. So I thought about asking a hard trivia question. Decided that would be too complicated. So instead, it's this easy. Is there anyone here whose birthday is today, May 23rd? Anyone here whose birthday is today, May 23rd? Is there a birthday today, May 23rd? That is wonderful. All right. I do have a prize for you. Here it is. This is great. So, yeah, that's right. He's a high school graduate, too. Round of applause. All right. Happy birthday and congratulations. Great. I'm so happy I could give away a prize this morning. I couldn't give away a prize last night. There were no May 22nd birthdays with us. And, you know, I looked it up on the database earlier, and our database says that there are 29 people in our parish who have a May 23rd birthday. You know, all ages and cultures and languages, and some are here, some are not here. And I brought more in case there were more May 23rd birthdays, but we sell them in the office, too. So. But you might say, Father, if you're so interested in giving out prizes, why don't you just look at that list of 29 people, draw a name, and send them a prize? But remember, there's one stipulation, right? You have to be present to win. But why do you have to be present? Why do you really need to be present? Is that not the question for our day, or what? Do I really need to be present to go to work? To shop for things? Do I need to be present to compete? To graduate? You know, yesterday, many students graduated from high school, including hundreds here in Dodge City, some of whom are here this morning. So happy for all of you. Praise God that most, if not all, were present at their graduation. But that hasn't always been their story. You spent part of your junior year not present at school. Maybe part of this year, I don't know. You know, one college in Kansas is changing their fee structure to acknowledge the fact that more and more students will take their classes without actually being in a classroom. Other students demanded some money back because they had so many classes where they weren't present. One Fortune 500 company said that as many as 80% of its employees will not need to be present in the office to keep working from now on. I get that. For the last 14 months, I did a lot of things from afar. I celebrated Stations of the Cross, had marriage prep meetings from afar, eighth grade graduation a year ago. And as you know well, celebrated Mass by myself so many days with no one present. And yet for 2,000 years, the church has recognized that there's a value to being present, to being in the same space as someone. As of this weekend, the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City has restored the obligation to attend Mass every Sunday and holy days of obligation. As always, if someone is elderly or sick or cannot come for another serious reason, they're excused. But if not, then they are obligated. But why do you have to be present for Mass? Well, simply put, because Jesus chose to be present for Mass. Or more broadly, because Jesus chose to be present, period. When you think about all the ways that God could have saved us, what way did he choose? To become one of us, to walk on this earth. That's what the word incarnation means, to take flesh, carne. Jesus wanted to touch people, to look people in the eye, to speak to them directly, to see a person cry or smile. And so the sacraments, in particular, are meant to be an incarnation of that encounter with Jesus. Most often you do touch or smell or feel water, oil, rings, bread, wine. And even a sacrament like confession is an incarnation. You might say, why be present? I may not even see the priest. And yet we all know that there is something about being in the presence of the person we encounter that cannot be replicated or replaced from afar. How sensible it was then that when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and was made visible in tongues of fire, who was it that the Spirit descended upon? Well, of course, it was those who were present. Among our many celebrations today, we also celebrate a baptism after Mass this morning. So before we profess our faith and pray for the needs of the church and the world, I invite the family of the following child to stand. Autumn Vivian Schneewein. Father, bless the family of the child to be baptized today. Help them to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to stand fast in this community of believers. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And together let us all stand and make our profession of faith. I believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit, incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us now present our petitions to the Father, trusting in his goodness.
That the Church, in the power of the Holy Spirit, may make the gospel understandable to people of every race, language, and culture. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit of peace may unite and reconcile the peoples and nations of the earth, bringing an end to war, hatred, and discrimination. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all students who are completing their academic year may use the knowledge and skills they have attained to serve God's people in truth and justice. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That through union with the Blessed Virgin Mary, in whose company the apostles received the Holy Spirit, men and women will receive the grace to respond to Christ's call to follow him as priests, deacons, and in the consecrated life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit, who purifies us of sin and raises the dead, may bring all our departed loved ones into the fullness of God's presence. We pray especially for Terry Valencia, whose funeral we celebrated this week. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, hear our prayers and grant what is consistent with your divine plan. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our preparation song is number 452, Send Us Your Spirit, 452.
Spirit, renew us together. Come to us, dwell in us, change our lives, O Lord. Come to us, Spirit of God. Come, Lord Jesus, send us your Spirit. Renew the face of the
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all the souls.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one true faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day of Pentecost, on which the Holy Spirit appeared to the apostles in tongues of fire, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers and all things we might be defended by your protecting help.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance and to accept them, as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This weekend, we return to the practice of leaving our pews for communion. For those who cannot leave their pew because of their age or their health, you're invited to stand at that time, if possible, or have someone help you get the attention of an usher or a communion minister. For those who will approach for communion, there are a few reminders to help us to do so properly. It's been a while. The most important is to remember who it is that you are receiving. Not a piece of bread, not even a symbol of Jesus, but God himself, right here. And so I share with you two things before you receive, two things while you receive, and two things after you receive. Before, when you come up to receive, make a sign of reverence to the Eucharist, most commonly a bow, while the person in front of you is receiving. Secondly, if you're wearing a mask, please remove your mask before you step in front of the minister. While you are receiving, after you bow, please stand in front of the minister to receive communion. And secondly, wherever it is that you receive, you may do so in the mouth or in the hand. It is your choice. However, if your hands are occupied, even just one hand, with a child, with gloves, with a book, with dirt or writing on them, it probably makes sense to receive in the mouth at that time. And then finally, after you receive communion. First, please do not step away from the minister until the host has been placed in your mouth, either from their hand or from yours. And then return to your pew for a time of thanksgiving. You can do that by singing, by silent prayer, or both. And you don't have to stop kneeling just because the priest sits down. Each one of these instructions could be considered a rule. But when we remember that it is Jesus Christ that we are receiving, these rules become acts of love.
Our communion song is number 449, By the Waking of Our Hearts. 449.
Toward your promise, Lord.
Spirit of God abide and bring us together in Christ. Let us virtue sure reward. May your gracious love be sent.
Please join us in singing, I Love You, Lord.
Rejoice.
Let us pray. O God, who bestow heavenly gifts upon your church, safeguard, we pray, the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
There are two open hours in the Adoration Chapel for Someone with the Lord every week. They are Tuesdays at 3 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Before this final blessing, perhaps one more show of our congratulations to our graduates who are here in our midst with us. Congratulations on what you have done. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. We'll respond amen to each one of the three invocations. May God, the Father of lights, who was pleased to enlighten the disciples' minds by the outpouring of the Spirit, the Paraclete, grant you gladness by his blessing and make you always abound with the gifts of the same Spirit. May the wondrous flame that appeared above the disciples powerfully cleanse your hearts from every evil and pervade them with its purifying light.
Amen.
And may God, who has been pleased to unite many tongues in the profession of one faith, give you perseverance in that same faith, and by believing, may you journey from hope to clear vision.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God, alleluia, alleluia.
We'll close our celebration with number 418, One Spirit, One Church, 418.
Church of God, a family of believers, disciples of the Lord, united in one spirit, ignited by the fire, still burning through the ages, still present in our lives. Disciples of the Lord.